I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcast.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Of the Dow, the S&P, NASDAQ, all advancing. This update brought to you by National Realty, 30% returns on cash in rented real estate. Find them at NRIA.net. NRIA.net. Now over to the First Word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. Here he is, Bill Maloney.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Main U.S. averages are gaining today, with the Dow currently higher by 65 points. S&P's gained 7, and NASDAQ rises 16. The small cap 600 rises 7 points, and the U.S. 10 yield at 1.7%. 8 out of 10 S&P sectors are higher, led by gains in materials, consumer staples, and the industrials. Energy and telecom fell. Dow Transports jumped 41 as the biotechs dropped 2 points, and the VIX is little change. Dow leaders to the upside included United Health Group, Caterpillar, and Visa, while Chevron and Verizon led to the downside. AK Steel jumped 19%. Credit Suisse upgraded to outperform. Verifone plunged 24% after its earnings, while Lululemon gained as much as 5.4% after its results. Restoration Hardware reports after the bell. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All right. Thank you very much, Bill Maloney. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg type, Squawk, S-Q-U-A-W-K on your terminal. I'm Charlie Pellett. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
You're listening to Taking Stock with Kathleen Hayes and Pim Fox on Bloomberg Radio.
Just last month, the Orange County Tourism Development Board in Florida approved a $3 million worth of hotel tax revenues in order to bring the NFL to Central Florida. And here to tell us more about that effort and the economy and development of Central Florida is Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
What was it like? I think it was last Wednesday that you were able to finally announce that the NFL, the Pro Bowl, is coming to Orlando.
Oh, it was absolutely thrilling. I can't tell you how excited our community is about hosting the Pro Bowl, and I think you're going to see an entire Orlando scene just come alive over this, as well as the whole nation, of course, but I think locally it's going to be phenomenal for us.
So, Mayor Jacobs, it's been in Hawaii for a long time. You get it for, I believe, 3 years. Do you really, will it make a difference to the Pro Bowl itself to have it here? I mean, is that going to change the players necessarily, or will it, how do you think that synergy is going to work to maybe even not just help Orlando, but take the Pro Bowl to another level?
Oh, I think it absolutely is. One of the reasons that the NFL was so interested in the Orlando area is that they want an environment where their players are anxious to come and bring their families and make a bit of a vacation out of it at the same time. So they see it as a tremendous draw to get the players re-engaged and very interested in showing up for Pro Bowl. So I think it's going to help the games. I think it's going to help the viewership. And, of course, I think it's going to help our local economy. And more than anything, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Tell us a little bit about infrastructure, because I note that toll roads, for example, this is the toll road capital of the United States, and you've got more planned. Tell us about the relationship between toll roads and infrastructure.
Well, we do have a lot of toll roads. I sit on the toll authority, and we have a lot of toll roads because, quite frankly, we're a newer city. And a lot of the growth that we've experienced in the last 15 or 20 years has come after the time when the federal government was investing so much into major transportation highways. So we've done a lot of that, and we've paid for it locally. In addition to our toll roads, though, we have about 5 $5 billion worth of transportation improvements that are in the pipeline or just recently completed. So I think that that's pretty phenomenal in this day and age right now when you look at regions and cities our size to have so much going on, from massive renovations and expansion of our airport to our convention center to a SunRail commuter rail system and major highways.
You know, you were elected mayor in November 2010, reelected in 2014 for your second term. You were a two-term Orange County commissioner. You had a career in banking.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, what got you into politics? What made you decide you wanted to do this?
Actually, it's going to sound a little trite, but it was a road through my neighborhood. The county decided to put a road through my neighborhood. I didn't like that so much. And got engaged and began to understand that local government plays a tremendous role in our quality of life and our property values, and thought, why not take the background I had in finance and banking in municipal bonds and trading financial futures and apply that in the public arena, and I've loved it.
Now, you talked about the quality of life for just a second, and I want to give you an opportunity to explain. You testified recently in Washington about an epidemic that is afflicting many municipalities in the United States. Tell us about this.
Absolutely. I think it's still shocking to so many people to learn that we have a heroin epidemic. It's not equally profound in each cities, but there are targeted areas, some in the Northwest, on the West Coast of the United States, and some places in Florida, including Central Florida, that we're really seeing incredibly cheap and extremely dangerous, deadly strains of heroin.
85 deaths last year.
85 deaths last year. 85 deaths last year, a 600% increase over the last several years. So a profound increase. I think that people don't realize that heroin has become so much easier to get, so cheap, and so deadly. And when I was growing up, the only people who used heroin were those people that were really, really extreme drug abusers. And today we're finding it to be more and more, unfortunately, acceptable.
Well, if you look at the bottom line, there's a human cost. I guess there's also the cost of dealing with these people. As a mayor of a major city, what is the cost and what's the benefit of stopping this?
Well, there's a huge human toll, absolutely. And the addiction costs are pretty phenomenal. But not treating it is a cost too great for society like ours to bear. So I think that's the reason we've approached the federal government for additional support. That's the reason we're working with so many other jurisdictions across the country to create awareness, to prevent the addiction in the first place, and to help treat those who are addicted. Few people are addicted to heroin because they want to be addicted. Most people stumble onto the use. Maybe they've been on painkillers, and suddenly they couldn't get the painkillers anymore, and they found themselves addicted.
Teresa Jacobs, I'd like to talk to you today. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
She is the mayor of Orange County here in Florida. We're live at Pershing's Insight 2016 conference at the Hyatt Regency in Orlando. I'm Kathleen Hayes along with Pim Fox, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Bloomberg Taking Stock is brought to you by Anshin Block & Anshin, named the best accounting firm in North America for the sixth year in a row by HedgeWeek.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.